Your reaction to tonight's 0-0 draw here at the Newry Showgrounds, Ryan?
First and foremost, I think, you know, coming away with a point tonight, I sort of have to be semi-pleased, but disappointed that we didn't get the 3 points, Andy, to be fair. I think the first half, both teams edgy, knew it was a first game. It's a big, big match with regards to women's football. Newry current champions, Linfield obviously losing out the last year in the last game of the season. So there was always going to be big anticipation of the match. But to be fair, I think both teams cancelled each other out majority of the night. I think Newry did shade some parts of the first half. Definitely the first 20 minutes in the second half, they did shade it and they were far better. But I don't think they created much opportunities. With Amy Mackin on the break was probably the danger. But for the last 20 minutes, hit the crossbar, hit the post, goalkeeper makes a few good saves. You know, I think we maybe should have just nicked the 3 points.
It was agonising at the end when you hit the bar and you hit the post, and it's, you know, fine margins between winning and not winning. But you must have been pleased with that really strong, fit finish after what was a gruelling battle for 90 minutes.
Oh, it definitely was a battle. Newry have some fantastic players. As I said before my interview during the week, some fantastic people here. But we knew it was going to be a battle. Definitely did. But I thought we finished strong and unlucky just not to nick it at the end. But last year, I think the opening game of the season, we lost 2-1. Tonight, we draw 0-0, so we've got a point. You know, so that point could go far in the league over the coming weeks, coming months.
Clean sheet, Nicole Adams in goal, very sound with her handling, wasn't she?
Great to see Nicole in that. Sound handling, one of the best goalkeepers in this league, in my opinion. You know, fantastic to have, fantastic attributes. Kicking was good, handling was superb. But not only that, back four and the midfielders in front, you know, backed her up, and it was a good overall performance, Andy. And as I said, I just would have liked maybe just nick the 3 points.
Hannah Docherty at the end was putting some real good ball into the box, so that was causing them difficulties in the back line.
I think once we changed it to 4-4-2, brought young Lauren Robson on, Megan Bell on, I think we did start to turn the screw a bit, and we did start to put them under pressure with playing two up top with Ali and Kirsty McGuinness. And, you know, it sort of worked for us, but it opened the game up a lot, and so it was an open game the last 20 minutes. But again, as I say, pleased with the point, but I would have been very happy with a 3.
Big game, two top of the table teams, it's over now. We turn our attention now to next week, and there's two games next week. Monday night, we begin the defence of the County Antrim Shield, and then another league game at home on Wednesday night as well.
Yeah, I think the one game mentality, as I mentioned during the week as well, you know, our first priority is to try and get through Carrick. And Carrick, a good up-and-coming young team as well, playing in the lower divisions, some great work going on around up there. But gives me a great opportunity to bring our young Cubs through. Louise McDaniel, Megan Bell, Kelsey Burrows, Abby McGee. This will be a fantastic opportunity to show our club the fantastic young players coming through, so they can look forward to that.
Hard luck tonight, and obviously all the best for next week's two games, Ryan.
Thank you, Andy.